I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Patriots Monday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Monday is presented by Ace Ticket, where New England fans go for tickets to all their favorite events. Visit aceticket.com. By Putnam Investments, proud partners of the New England Patriots, and brought to you in part by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots.
This hour, the Greg Hill Show, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Up your chance to join us Thursday. We're broadcasting from the Sam Adams deck at Fenway with Jim Cook, the man who basically, well, I guess he can't take full credit for creating craft beer, but he was there.
He was instrumental.
He was there in the beginning, and Jim will join us and a couple Red Sox players, at least one or two, whoever Ken decides he wants to talk to on Thursday morning. And if you win these tickets, you could be upgraded to the dugout seats. So it's a 1 o'clock game on Thursday. We'll be there doing the show on Thursday morning, and he can join us, and I'll give away another pair coming up tomorrow on the show. Rob Ninkovich in the studio at 8. This is Adam. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Just want to start off by saying I was, sorry to say I was a skeptic at first, but I'm really digging the new show.
Thank you.
Greg, great job with the interviews. Keep it up. I like it.
Oh, all right. I appreciate that. Right. Thank you.
So, my concern with that, I'm going to partially agree with Ken here. And if there's anything that comes out that says that these accusations are founded to be legitimate, then I wouldn't want him on the team. I wouldn't want to watch him. You know, I mean, that's just disgraceful. But in today's day and age, I have a really hard time giving credibility to any just accusations. You know, I don't think we should put the cart before the horse here. But I also, I'm just wondering, I mean, I might be ignorant to it, but it's not past the statute of limitations for rape. If she has evidence and this has really happened, why wouldn't she be fighting for justice? Why wouldn't she be wanting to go after him criminally and you know, see the justice process served? And why would she just be going after him civilly to get some money?
Well, I mean... theoretically, it could be because I think each victim of something like this acts differently.
Yep.
And you know, maybe she did not want to put her fiance through a criminal proceeding. Or I mean,
let's psychoanalyze the alleged rape victim instead of saying, let's just sit one game for our star wide receiver who we don't need on the field.
Well, I mean, my God. I mean, Curtis, Larry the lawyer said that this case could take 3 years. It's not one game.
They have a week. This week, they're sitting down today, I believe, probably in the next couple hours. NFL investigators are sitting down with Brittany Taylor.
Right.
They're still gathering facts of the case. The Patriots are going to be favored by 18 points this Sunday. They were favored by 19 points last Sunday. Is there really a rush to get them on the field?
Is anybody taking the Jets this weekend? That's what I want to know.
I want to see how they play tonight. I'm going to withhold judgment. I think Simeon might be a star. I'll say it.
Simeon might be a star. Good enough for Denver, but Simeon might be a star.
This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what really bothers me most about the Patriot win yesterday was leaving the starters in, and it's too bad Josh McDaniels can't say to Belichick, look, I run the offense. I'm taking Brady out. I'm taking out some of the other starters as well because of the risk of injury.
Did you hear Tom Brady on the show earlier?
I did. But, I mean, when teams are getting embarrassed like that, you risk the increase the chances for a cheap shot. So do you remember how Jim McMahon's career really ended with the Bears, a vicious cheap shot against the Packers. So he threw the ball, and about 3 or 4 seconds afterwards, he was body slammed to the ground,
yeah.
And he was never the same after that. And imagine how Belichick would look if the Dolphins are getting embarrassed. And Brady was throwing the ball late in the fourth quarter. You're up by 6 touchdowns, and if he gets hurt and the season is basically over, it just makes zero sense to expose your starters to that risk of injury. Not to mention, it would be great to get the backup some work in garbage time.
I think most of us were wondering why Tom Brady continued to go out there. Although Tom Brady said it's because they wanted to play all 60 minutes.
Correct.
And especially after what happened down there last year.
John Wick never cares about how many bodies pile up. He finishes the job. When he goes into the house to kill someone, he finishes the damn job. Uh-huh. Now, you could bring up the case, maybe getting Stidham, if he got him, a little work on the field would make sense in case he's thrust into a situation. You could make the case that he had 2 backup tackles in there yesterday, so you want to protect Tom Brady. But in terms of having him out there, he didn't duck out in 07. He's not ducking out in 19.
Yeah. This is Mike in the car. Yes, Mike, what's up?
Hey, happy Monday, everybody.
Same to you.
Here's the thing. I've actually been trying to get in for a while, and Curtis and Ken have been driving me insane for like a week.
Yeah.
I get where you guys are coming from. I really do. But at the same time, what's the harm of putting him on the commissioner's exempt list? This guy has also got an incentive-laden contract that can make him up to an extra $5 million. Now, money isn't everything. I get that. But basically what you're saying is it's okay to just assume that he's guilty of something, financially harm him irreparably, because his only option, if he sits and doesn't make the incentives in the contract...
Oh, that wasn't me.
We lost you.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. You're back. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Make because he's sitting.
Yeah, all right. Oh, but you get what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to chuckle at the irreparably harm him. Somebody else earlier in the show said Antonio needs to provide for his family. I mean, are we really that sympathetic to Antonio Brown's plight against humanity that he'll have to sit for a week with pay? We're upset about this?
I think people object to deeming somebody guilty without any kind of an investigation and any kind of a finding, whether it's in a civil court or an NFL investigation.
I don't know that making someone sit out for a week is deeming them automatically guilty.
It's not.
No.
Well, why are you sitting?
Depending on the outcome of the investigation. No.
You're going to sit anytime anybody accuses anybody of anything. You're just going to automatically sit that person.
I'm not saying you can walk down the street and point a finger at someone and be like, he did that or she did that. But this is
These are credible allegations.
This is a filing.
There was a radio host on our sister station WFAN in New York where Entercom deemed it not appropriate for him to work while there were allegations regarding his workplace conduct. He did not go on the air during the investigation.
Yeah.
He came back. He was cleared. He's back on the air now. He hosts middays, and he's doing just fine. That's what people do in these circumstances.
Yeah. Oh God. Beningo's a hell of a guy. Ken, I mean, you heard Antonio Brown's Instagram last week. This is all part of God's plan. What do you say?
That's true.
Don't lose faith, right?
Yes.
Stay focused.
This is Bobby. Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Hey, Don.
What's up?
Okay, I just had a comment on your interview with Brady this morning. You asked, I think the call-in question was about his health and if he ever came close to missing the game because of flu-like symptoms.
Yes.
Before AFC Championship game, he almost didn't get out of bed and go to that game. I remember that article in Sports Illustrated that he was losing the battle over the course of the night, but he somehow recovered and went out and torched him the next day. Remember that? That was the subject of a game. But anyways, I just wanted to throw that out.
Listen, I'm worried because he's never had mono. What if the guy gets mono?
And then we're
That could be the end of the perfect season if he gets mono.
That would be. Are you kidding me? Stidham wouldn't lose a game.
I told you, House of Cards. Brady's due for mono.
Yep, that's right. Well, didn't you say earlier today that Antonio Brown is now going to cost Edelman his chance at a Hall of Fame?
Correct.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I hope none of those Jets, the dirty Jets, are going to be carrying any kind of mono diseases with them come Sunday.
If I'm Adam Gase, expose himself to the whole team, and then I try to get all the Patriots sick. And by the way, Adam Gase is truly, I love that Boomer said that he loves his press conferences. That man, this is the guy who in that famous video looked like he was following like a flying burrito around his press conference and does poppers on the sidelines. He does, he does salt.
This is Kurt from Portland. Hey, Kurt, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. And love the show, by the way. It's a great show.
Can I just say that I think either Street and Company or 4th Street are the two best, maybe the two best restaurants in Portland, in my humble opinion.
I can agree with that. So I just wanted to let you guys know so that, you know, basically with the whole Antonio Brown thing, I am currently still going through a divorce, and it's well past a year. And I've been, as of June 6th, I was falsely accused for something almost, I would say, in my opinion, worse than what Antonio Brown was accused for or is accused of.
Yes.
And I just had my name cleared as of 3 days ago. And I feel as if, like, passing judgment on somebody is it's harsh because, like, I mean, I had my friends, I had some of my family members who were still questioning me. I mean, they loved me because obviously they're my friends and family, but they were still questioning me.
Did you?
And I had to go to my work and tell them, hey, you know, you guys might get a phone call and, you know, you might have somebody stop by. It was completely embarrassing. And to now have that on my record when I have a clean record or I had one, it's just been rough. It's extremely rough. And I feel for Antonio if by chance it is, you know, not true.
Did work do anything? Did they sit you down for, you know, for a game? Like, were you suspended at work?
Definitely wasn't suspended. You know, they had to talk with, you know, the director and, you know, my district manager and everything else, and, you know, because I might have had to hand over my work phone to them. And, you know, they were like, yeah, just hand over the work phone, no worries. And, you know, and whatever happens, you know, with this outcome, you know, we'll handle it day by day. And, you know, thank God for the company that I work for. I don't want to put them, you know, on the radio or anything like that. But it is an amazing company, and truly, like, I feel as if, like, that's how everybody should be treated, whether or not you're a public figure or you're not.
Well, and I think the Patriots are standing by Antonio Brown, and I think that, do you not think that they have some information?
Well, they're not really standing by him.
Kraft is not. That was not a wholehearted endorsement. Well, he's saying he didn't know. He wouldn't have signed him if he knew.
That's the report that Ian Rappaport is saying he is hurt. I mean, I don't know. Robert Kraft hasn't come out and said that.
Right. This is a little more gutless, right? You can always deny that you said that, but you get your spin out there.
Oh, by the way, that's a caller like that makes me question. If you were accused falsely, would you ever consider settling? That seems unlikely to me. Now, I don't know that we know 100% that Antonio considered settling. He was given a deadline.
I think you have to talk to lawyers about that, because I think in a lot of cases, we might have to do like a rare phone call with Larry the lawyer. Mm-hmm. I think in a lot of cases, I think the lawyers advise these people, especially when they have a lot of money and they have a name, they advise them to settle it just to make it go away, which I get it. It sucks. But I think that
happens? Of course, it happens all the time. It happens all the time, and people then have to deal with the stigma that, well, he or she paid that person off. They must be guilty. It literally has nothing to do with it.
I mean, isn't it similar to Trump and Stormy Daniels? I mean, he was basically paying to make her go away, right?
Well, that he was guilty.
He was also running for president, and he needed this to go away a little bit more quickly than maybe the wide receiver of the Patriots would.
Yeah.
It's like the reason you get a hooker. You don't pay for the sex, you pay her to leave.
Yeah, did Trump sit out any debates because he was involved in a settlement?
No. Hey, I don't think he's physically capable of doing that.
I know, I remember Nick cheering him on. He loves Trump.
Oh, huge fan.
Huge.
All right, we are going to be doing the show Thursday from Fenway. There's a 1 o'clock game, and we want you to join us for breakfast and then join us for lunch. There's a lot on this show that is about food. So you can join us with Jim Cook from Sam Adams as we do the show from the Sam Adams deck on Thursday, and we'll get you to meet a Red Sox player or two and hang out and do the show with us on Thursday morning. If you are the 9th caller right now at 617-931-0937, that's 617-931-0937. You got to take the day off from work because it's a 1 o'clock game. You got to be there in the morning. So don't call unless you can bang in on Thursday morning. But if you want to join us at Fenway with Sam Adams and Jim Cook, then be the ninth caller right now, and we will hook you up.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy. Later today from 10 to 2 on Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The 99 celebrating National Cheeseburger Day. Listen up, Greg. Wednesday, September 18th, $5.99 cheeseburgers in the bar and the dining room all day long. Only on Wednesday, only at the 9s. The 99, always the real deal.
I'm there.
By the way, Wiggy later with Dale and Keefe. How about Fitzy stabbing Wiggy in the back, going on fan cred during the show with Felger? That was Wiggy's old gig. So what? These two continue to just back and forth at each other. Unreal.
That's right. Did the fourth quarter live on the fan cred yesterday.
Jeez,
me, Christian Arcan, and the Felga.
Jeez, shot right across the bow of Wiggy, which is a pretty big
it's
bow.
Nasty.
Yeah, you know, that's how you know, go gotta eat.
We had Boomer Esiason on earlier. What do you think of Boomer's response when you threw the question out right away? Best team ever. Here's Boomer.
Okay, well, they just played two of the worst teams in the league. And
I mean, just quick to stomp on that. Oh, no, these teams stink.
Yeah.
Which may be true. I withhold judgment on that, I guess.
I mean, it's hard not to look at this defense and say that it might be the best ever when it comes to Bill Belichick and the Patriots, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they were getting hyped all summer, right? Fitzy, I mean,
I
agree with that.
They added Terrence Brooks, they added Juwan Bentley, and they added this revitalized Jamie Collins to a team that held the Rams to 3 points in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, the O-line, Marshall Newhouse and Corey Cunningham saw significant time yesterday, so, you know, that's part of the reason Brady being in there late was a little fishy. After the game, Antonio Brown did not speak. Josh Gordon is now like their standard bearer of speaking to the press. It's unbelievable.
Dressed in all black, by the way.
He looked good. Here's what he had to say about Antonio Brown.
I don't think any of us had any doubts about AB's skill set. You know, I think it was just good. I think they're about to see it in actual game. Like, he continues to be who we expect him to be, and that's a great wide receiver, a good football player. And for us, it's a tremendous asset. You know, it takes a huge stress off of the offensive linemen, the running backs, everybody. There's no way you could pinpoint one facet of our offense to try to shut us down, as you see.
And from that standpoint, it did look good yesterday. The receivers, they definitely had a good image of enjoying being with Antonio Brown, and he opened up some things for them, that's for sure. 43-0 the shutout. Jets, the next opponent, they'll play tonight. 2-0 teams in the AFC, Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs. 0-2 teams, Dolphins, Bengals, Steelers, Jags, and Broncos, and of course the loser of tonight's game. Big signing for the Bruins, Charlie McAvoy, 3-year deal, 4.9 AAV. He's in the fold. First preseason game tonight for the Bees at the Prudential Center, 7:30 kickoff, and the Red Sox, winners of 3 in a row, 6-3 win yesterday. Huge. This hour of the Greg Hill Show, brought to you by City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncu.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union is uniquely Boston.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it on the film. It's 1 week. A lot of things we can work on. But good to have him out.
What led to your decision that I'm coming
Yeah, I'll talk about the game. I've already commented on that. Like I'm saying, though.
I get sad when I hear Eddie Money. I mean, what a talent the guy was. He had a lot of hits.
He did. So many.
A ton of hits. And he passed away on Friday.
Friday, yeah.
And I gotta get to the audio eulogy today for Rick Ocasek from The Cars.
Yeah.
Which came out, that news came out of the blue yesterday.
Out of the blue. And there's some weird conflicting information, too, because the NYPD had said that he was 75.
But
public records list him at 70. So I'm kind of like,
yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe he lied.
Because it happens.
Well, it happens like in the Little League World Series.
Yes.
It happened, I think, with David Ortiz, and it probably happens with with rock stars. I mean, I think.
Take a shot at Ortiz. What's that have to do with?
No. I mean, don't you think he's older than. I mean, then reported. I mean,
he changed his last name and all of a sudden became an all-star after being released from the Twins. Yeah,
naturally.
But no, I could see Rick Ocasek in like as he was starting off his career, wanting to list himself as 5 years younger.
Right, a girl I went to college with, who became an actress, and I use that term in air quotes, listed herself as 10 years younger than she actually was. Like, even on Facebook, she backed up her high school graduation date, and I'm like, you know you have pictures with the rest of us that are, like, in our 40s. You don't look 32, honey.
Yeah. Well, people get worried about that. I mean,
you get blackballed in the industry. Forget about it.
So he was found unresponsive.
Correct.
At his place in New York.
Yep.
And he has passed away. Certainly, I mean, if you were going to list Boston rock bands and the success that they've had, you have to put the Cars right up there. I mean, Aerosmith is probably, would you put Aerosmith at the top of the list?
I think so. Yeah.
And then do you include New Kids in there? I mean,
obviously, guys.
Yeah, Aerosmith, Boston, the Dropkicks.
Boston. Dropkicks are great, but they're not
more regional.
I would say, no, but I mean they haven't had the success that Aerosmith has had, or that the Cars had. I mean, the Cars had hit after hit after hit, and he was married to Paulina Porizkova, the supermodel.
Yep,
and married to her for a long, long time, like one of those rock and roll marriages that actually lasted.
Yep,
and they just recently got separated
last year, I think,
a year ago. Yeah. So maybe the guy died of a broken heart. It can happen, you know.
Mm. Yeah, like 70s rock star, 6'9" or whatever, you know.
6'4".
Played a lot taller.
Yeah.
Big guy, mid-70s rock star life. I mean, maybe it just tired. I mean, he lived hard.
Well, they can't all be Keith Richards.
But I don't think that, like, he wasn't known for like a drug-fueled, like, crazy rock star lifestyle.
Not that I ever heard.
No. Oh, yeah. What about Jay Giles Band? Texter is suggesting that Jay Giles Band also is in the top five when it comes to Boston bands and success, probably. But audio eulogy-wise, let's start with this, Ken. Big, big hit for the Cars. Needed pretty big hit for those guys. This is Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, kid.
Hey, kid.
Hey, you know what, Greg? I mean, everybody lies. I mean, regarding Rick BH, everybody lies about numbers. I mean, Red Sox lie about the amount of sellouts that they had. And, you know, someone lies about the amount of numbers that of guys have been with a Hofstra. Everybody lies.
Yes.
Yes. That was very forthcoming.
Danielle's number is fluid.
If I get rid of Hofstra, that's like 90%.
What is your number? It's got to be like 70.
No.
It peaked at Hofstra, though?
Count-wise, yeah.
Ooh. Danielle's the original source of where mono came from in the greater metropolitan New York area.
No one went to Hofstra, former morning show contributor on WEEI, Kevin Winter.
Kevin and I were, Kevin and I attended orientation together at Hofstra. That's how far back I go with Kevin.
Is that what you call doing it in the bathroom stall, orientation?
I didn't do it then. I waited until I was sufficiently hammered at various bars on Hempstead Turnpike.
Here's a 781 text that says, the Cars may have one of the greatest debut albums of all time, and that is true. I mean, when it came to hits, lot of hits.
I
the best friend's girl,
yes,
which is always an issue.
Dancing down the street,
bro code,
with his way blue eyes. Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing beneath the starry sky.
Kasich was always the example that was used when there was a super smoke that was with a guy.
Yeah.
Who, and I always felt it was kind of offensive to him. Like, it's always offensive to the guy. Like,
yeah,
when they
kick
say,
the coverage sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I mean, that's so offensive to the dude. Like,
congrats,
like, yeah,
you're in UGMO and you got a really hot chick. That's basically if you put that through the translator.
How about like when you're like you're married to an attractive woman and they always see your kids and, you know, I got two good looking kids and they're always like, oh, they take right after they look just like their mom. Like,
right.
No kidding, I'm not insulted. I married her for multiple reasons, you nitwit.
Yeah, most people think yours are adopted when they see you. That's yeah, that's what
honest to God, and I take no offense to that. And can we take a moment, by the way, to recognize Rico Kasich, the producer, as well?
Oh, he's a good producer, yes. Excellent producer.
Anyone ever hear of Weezer?
Yeah, Weezer.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. Hey, Bish.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Bish?
Speaking of the audio eulogy, Tim McGraw has just released a phenomenal cover of Drive, which I highly recommend playing.
Oh, by the way, great song. And really, if you look at MTV, like those guys, you might think like may have been the one of the best music videos all time. Remember how like
top
groundbreaking?
10 80s video.
Yeah, it was.
Remember
very
how
much
ground?
So.
Remember how groundbreaking that video was?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
was on was, all the time. That yeah. As a little as like a 9-10 year old, that one used to fascinate me the same way that what was that Tom Petty video? Come Around Here No More used to
yes,
terrify
yes.
me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. A sad song here.
It's a great song.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What else? Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
By the way, Texter with an obscure Cars reference, and that is, I think it was Moving in Stereo. That was playing in Fast Times at Ridgemont High
oh.
when Brad saw Phoebe Cates getting out of the pool.
Out of the pool?
If I remember.
The greatest topless scene in movie history.
What? How dare you make a statement? We don't have time
that
to.
Is a very
you can't
bold
make a statement.
Statement
like that when we're up against the clock.
How irresponsible are you?
How can you can't make a statement like that?
Well,
pay
it's
attention.
Want to know why? Because it's inarguable.
That's debatable.
That's inarguable.
Debatable.
Virtually from someone who thought about actually getting a Mr. Skin subscription
I'm
in this lifetime.
I'm sorry. Wild Things is texting in. They'd like to know why they're not even in consideration.
Overrated scene.
What?
I'll tell you, the gift with Katie Holmes.
Yes.
Now there's an argument to be made.
Yes. 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 All right. Well, Rico Kasich. And by the way,
we're 12, Danielle.
I know, honey, I'm 5,
yeah.
So I get it. I'm all in. I'm
thank
like,
you.
Can we actually get to this conversation later?
I will say this. I am being corrected by countless texters who are correct that the band Boston had the single greatest debut album success in the history of rock and roll with their debut album. So,
and that last song was from Heartbeat City. That's actually the Cars' best album, I think. It was like their fifth or something. In 84, I think that one came out.
You think that's their best?
I think so, yeah.
Pretty
cover
tight
to cover.
Yeah. Pretty tight album.
Yeah. All right. Rico Kasich has passed away at the age of either 70 or 75, depending on who you believe. If you would like to call this morning, 617-779-7937, or you can text 37937 is the text line. Coming up at around 9:30 or so, a rare content replay on Tom Brady, who was on this show this morning during the 7 o'clock hour. This is Karen. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's going
Hello,
on?
Karen.
What's up?
Karen.
Good. I just have one point to make regarding the Patriots, and I think they're following a process. And I don't want to compare the crimes between Antonio Brown, the accusations, and Patrick Chung.
Yeah.
But nobody's screaming because Patrick Chung is still playing. He hasn't gone to court yet, so he hasn't been found guilty.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they would, you know, differentiate between the two. I know the crimes are different, but it's a process, and the Patriots are sticking with their process.
No, I mean, Ken, do you believe that people who watched Patrick Chung yesterday should feel dirty?
I don't. I'm with those who think that's just a total lesser crime. That's not even in the same ballpark. I mean, he's doing damage to himself, potentially, if that's the case, and not to other people. I mean, I guess it could stretch on to if he drove after the incident or something. I don't think they're even comparable.
We don't even know if it was his.
Yeah. This is Dana. Hello, Dana.
How you doing?
What's up, Dana?
Not much, man. I'd like to speak about Antonio Brown.
Yes, go ahead. What's up?
No, I just like to say he's a great player. You know what I mean? And another thing, like sports athletes and celebrities, they should not be young kids' role models. Their role models should be their parents. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever they do off the field should not affect them what they do on the field, because at the end of the day, he's a great player. He's a great guy. You know
he's
what I'm saying?
Guy.
He did a lot. He's definitely a great guy.
How is he a great guy?
He does a lot for his community. You know, when he was in Pittsburgh.
Doesn't pay for
Miami.
His kids' haircuts.
We don't know about that. How do you know
expensive,
about that?
Hey, Curtis, you know how expensive haircuts are these days?
He's many things. He's a great receiver. He is not a great guy by any definition.
Oh, right, but what he does off the field should not affect him on the field. You know what I mean? Because they have a life to live.
I mean, did you feel that way about Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan about Aaron Hernandez. Yes, he is. Yes, I am.
Really?
He's a great receiver. He's a great player. He's a great receiver. You know what I mean? You can use him at different spots on the field. I don't worry about what they do off the field.
What do you think about OJ?
OJ Simpson?
Yeah.
OJ Simpson. He's a great football player.
Great player.
He's a great football player.
Great player.
Great player.
Yeah, there we go.
Everybody's a great player.
Curious dinner, dude. That's all.
All right. I don't think Ken is saying that you should feel dirty because your kids look at AB as a role model. He's saying that because you're a Patriots fan,
yes,
that you should feel dirty watching AB out there yesterday.
I mean, Shaughnessy said it best in describing Belichick. He is just bloodless. He is a brilliant, bloodless winner was his line. And that is accurate. Nothing matters to him but football.
Right.
There's a reason why he is Tywin Lannister as a football coach.
Right.
Period.
You are 100% right.
He will die by crossbow in the toilet.
Back. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Unfortunately, rock and roll not only lost Rick Ocasek yesterday, but also lost Eddie Money on Friday.
That was a tough loss.
Neither Jinx related.
No, you haven't mentioned anything about either of them.
No Hillman Jinx on either one of these. This is Paul from Quincy. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you,
Paul?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Greg, I had a quick comment about that last caller, but I wanted to congratulate you on your Tom Brady interview. I thought you might like to know I have an exclusive interview with Antonio Brown coming up.
Oh, really?
Yes. As a matter of fact, can you hang on one second?
Yes.
Ms. Shapley, would you please see that Mr. Brown is made to feel at home until I get to him? Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Shapley. Anyway, Greg.
Miss Shapley.
Regarding last caller, I have to agree with him. You know, for those people who saw The Untouchables, they might remember what a great baseball player Al Capone was.
Now, the guy doesn't think O.J. was a bad guy. Yeah. He doesn't think...
It's a rough scene. That's a rough scene to rewatch.
Aaron Hernandez was a bad guy. And, I mean, interesting. Takes all kinds. Certainly takes all kinds. This is Mike from Rhode Island. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, that earlier caller said that Brittany Taylor didn't want to put her fiancé through a criminal trial, but yet, you know, a civil trial is going to play out probably just as much.
Yeah.
So, like, where's the difference there?
No, I think I said that because I think it's important in this whole entire discussion to try to consider both possibilities, the possibility that he did what he is accused of and the possibility that he didn't and that she is just trying to get money out of him. I think you have to try to look at it both ways because none of us were there for it, Mike.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But I mean, a blind man can see that, you know, look, you do something to me one time that hellacious, I'm not coming back two and three times so you can do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, there's a lot of children who were raped by priests about a dozen times, 20 times. It happens in several relationships that are abusive. Women go back because of a million reasons that aren't healthy. They're in the middle of being abused constantly by someone, and they don't feel like they can be honest about it to other people. I mean, to say that to go back to your abuser is some sort of random occurrence would be wrong.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think when we spoke to that woman the other day who called during the show who had suffered abuse, she had kind of alluded to that. And everybody is different, but
everybody here is an expert on how rape victims act because we're proving a point here. So Antonio Brown can play on Sundays.
Yeah, subject of going back. Yeah,
you're doing the same thing though. You've already deemed him to be guilty.
I do not think he's guilty. I'm saying if I were Robert Kraft and I owned the Patriots, I would not play him until I had more information about the matter.
He needs some kind of a feel good media makeover, like something that he could, I don't know, go out and give away some turkeys at Thanksgiving
puppies.
Or something, or puppies, or
maybe do
or
a children's
like
hospital cruise by with Gronk.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think he's going to be on with Dale and Keefe today for 4 hours. It'll be a big makeover.
Oh boy, that's the Lord's work.
Yeah, I mean,
think the one thing that could help him out is, did you guys see this Bob Holler piece on Ortiz this weekend?
People are upset about this.
It's unbelievable.
This is the Globe piece. What's so unbelievable about it?
So David Ortiz, we all know the story, the background, the rumors and innuendo coming out of the DR that suggested he had bought this white Lexus for a woman, that there was this drug cartel leader was allegedly dating her as well, and there was an argument, and that was what led to the shooting in the nightclub in the Dominican Republic. So Bob Holler, who, with everybody else, with Tom Brady, he was investigating every cent from the best buddies, where it was allocated to, whether it was going to his kid's school or whether it was going. Meanwhile, mind you, that's all for charity. Okay, all that money was being given to charity in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
And they were all up in arms because Tom Brady had the audacity to put a, you know, Make America Great hat again in his locker. Anyway, so he has, in this story, there is a, about three quarters of the way down, Bob Holler finally gets to the rumors, and he writes, Ortiz also dismissed tabloid rumors that have emanated from social media in the Dominican Republic. One suggested a car he was driving had been chased and forced off the road by someone who was trying to harm him before the shooting. Ortiz responds, if that ever happened to me, the first person I would call would be the president of the Dominican Republic. I know he would do something about it. Last month, Ortiz hired former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis to investigate the shooting. Davis has yet to uncover any significant new evidence. Obviously not. Ortiz in this story says, I want to find out who did this. This is the biggest sugarcoating of the story you will ever read by someone who was once the most feared investigative journalist in Boston. Now he's just writing puff pieces for Big Poppy.
What do you think he's going to get out of him? What do you think David Ortiz is going
to
say?
You don't ask David Ortiz to get the truth. I'm serious.
That's
you think
a good
that he,
point.
I mean, you ask people involved. You fly to the DR. You talk to these people. I've spoken to a guy on this show, Eddie Dominguez, who was a former security official for the Red Sox, who seems to know exactly what's going on. He was in the Boston Police Department. He worked for the DR. He did a lot of work around this, and he seems to know a lot more than what's written in this article.
Asking David Ortiz, it's like Obscure Reference in Back to School. Did you do it, Thornton? No, I did not.
Nope.
See? Yeah. All right, Dean Martin. I mean,
well,
come on.
I mean, but I'm assuming that the Globe is not going to be the most unbiased media source when it comes to this particular topic.
Well, correct.
Would That's... you think that it would be nice to write within the story that John Henry, who owns the Globe, also owns the Red Sox? Do you think that would be a, you know, a proper sort of disclosure?
Yes. I think it probably... I mean, did John Henry do the interview with David
Sounds
Ortiz?
Sounds like it.
I mean, it was...
Well, nobody else is doing it. I mean, where are the New York papers? Why aren't they down in the Dominican investigating
Ortiz
this?
Ortiz knew he was going to have a soft landing spot, so he sat down with Bob Holler in the Globe. I'm sure Henry approved that.
I mean, do you think David Ortiz is worried about how he looks after this? Is that why you think he's doing it?
Yes.
You think he's so? Got to be, right? At least a little bit.
Why? Why does he care? I don't think he cares. His reputation.
David Ortiz.
Do you see the way he was... The adulation the other night when he threw the first pitch out, he's Big Poppy. Everybody loves Big Poppy.
I know, but he can't throw another first pitch until they're fired their GM again, so it's going to be like 3 years.
It'd be better than half the starters they've trotted out the last month.
All right.
What do you mean? Oh, sorry, Ken. Show me on the Red Sox. Show me on Wally where I touched you.
E-Rod and Porcello, both winners over the weekend. Oh, no, E-Rod, no decision.
This is Brendan. Hello, Brendan. Brendan?
Whoa.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, were people disgusted when Robert Kraft was in the box watching the game since he did something, you know?
No.
He was being...
Maybe there were people who were. I wasn't. I mean, I don't...
It's like the Chung thing. I don't look at the alleged coke and what Robert Kraft is alleged to have done in the same light as this thing.
You don't look at it
I don't care if Robert
way.
Kraft goes out and gets
But
whatever.
Did you feel dirty watching the game yesterday?
No.
No?
Okay. It's things are happening as they're happening. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the team's dealing with it. Brittany Taylor's going to sit down with investigators today. He's there. He's on the field. He's playing. There's nothing we can do about it.
Is there anything that can come out of this Brittany Taylor sit down today where the Patriots would be forced to act? Is there anything that will be released or leaked from the investigators' conversation with her today that could change the Patriots' plans with Antonio Brown?
I'd be shocked if there was.
With her? I think she's presented all the evidence that she has.
Yeah,
don't
if
you
she
think?
Had anything I, else, don't think, I don't think there's
think
a big bombshell coming.
I think she's presented all the
out.
Evidence.
Well, they're going to talk to the other player.
Right. Well, yes. But Curtis said with her.
With her.
I mean, yes, if they're going to talk to this rookie player who was there, and if the rookie player is somehow going to... I mean, you're telling me that the rookie player hasn't been... deposed by her attorneys already, or has it like that? They're do you think her attorneys are going into this? This is a good question legally. Do you think her attorneys are going into this not knowing what that other player is going to say about that incident at the home when that other player was there? I mean, maybe they brought up the unnamed player in right. their lawsuit, so they must be somewhat confident that maybe that other player is going to say something that is damning toward Antonio Brown.
I don't know about that because Mike Florio said last night on football night before the other football show that other unnamed player is allegedly Hollywood Brown, the rookie receiver for the Ravens, who's the cousin of Antonio Brown. So
probably not.
Probably not going to snitches get stitches. You know what I'm saying?
He's actually the caller that we just had about 20 minutes ago saying that he's a great guy.
I mean, I don't think there's anything. It's a he said, she said thing. I don't think there's anything that she is going. I mean, maybe when it comes to the NFL investigation that they're going to sit down and, you know, old school, get a feeling from each individual
right.
when they interview them about whether they're telling the truth or not. I mean, I think the investigators who have done this for a long period
of
time,
know.
They say that they can figure out right away whether somebody's a liar or
right.
not.
Yes, good call.
So, I don't know. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I'm sorry, you know, haven't talked to you guys since the old days, but I have a little problem with the talk about it's okay for Kraft to be there, but not AB. What it breaks down to is the women both wanted the men to pay for sex. She's not pursuing criminal charges, so she's pursuing money, which is basically what Kraft allegedly did, too. So it literally is the same thing. If it was criminal charges, it would be different. But the women were both just looking for money. So it's technically the same thing as what Kraft did.
I mean, you seem pretty dismissive of her claims.
I'm 100%. I'm a diehard Giants fan, but I'm not a Patriots hater.
Yeah.
So I'm actually looking at this objectively. Like, people can throw accusations. Like, right now, I could go down and say that I can call the police and put a report saying that, you know, somebody just sodomized my dog, but it doesn't mean anything. Until if she didn't want to go to court, I just have a feeling it's for monetary. Jeez, she was lying.
Interesting example.
Was there not like another?
Nothing you could come up with besides that. Literally nothing.
A million different ways you could have taken that, brother.
Not another example.
We are working overtime to make these comparisons.
Walking their dogs or hanging out with their dog right now. Maybe at work. All right, 617-779-7937 is the number if you would like to call this morning, or you can text 37937. That's the text number. It's a Patriots Monday. Coming up with Dale and Keefe, it is James White and Daron Harmon. And this afternoon with OMF, it is Bill Belichick. Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.